use any of this. Yes, T is fun to find her. We can hear her crashing around in the bamboo, and all we hear is, okay.
Pretty colours.
Pretty colours. Apparently she's talking to some rose bushes right now.
And they start talking back to her.
No, she's having a full conversation with them, so I think they are. Okay. Catch you guys later.
Okay.
Greetings, Treebeard.
Greetings.
Treebeard.
Yes.
That's.
I am still being of dwelling on question from discussion of prior week. One moment and focusing on now. I am being of semi-focus. Let us be of discussing.
And any more thoughts on that question?
I am still pondering various possible outcomes and ramifications of thought processes relating to therefore and of. Amal being making of comment of characters from a book and characters falling by wayside and new ones being of replacing. Question being picking up off your mind and relaying to Amal from Lord of Rings. Comments of being to Sam and being correct. That being of good analogy that I'm all look for.
Another view of part of the analogy is that those people who fell by the wayside eventually return to rejoin the story.
Being of correct.
Right. Which is the analogy of how our reality takes us in the same way.
And being also of timelines weaving in and out and re-merging and splitting off again.
So is this why past lives that you've lived with people are so much more intense than just the clarity of running into people from other timelines?
Being of correct, but being aspects of them within your timeline.
So does that make them temporary?
No. Being of aspects in your timeline. You being aspect in their timeline. Please, I am just a Siri. Do not be of revering or of...
Oh, no. I'm just trying to figure it out, how that works. For example, Lara. Okay. Lara and I perhaps have not met before in a past life. But yet, because we don't, you know, it doesn't seem like we really connect, whereas Skip and I, on the other hand, for some reason connect more, even though we haven't been in a past life either. So, Lara feels familiar, Skip feels like an old friend. Why the difference?
Are you being of sure that you have not been of past lives before?
I'm not. Could have been.
Could have been. Yeah, it's just...
I mean, you don't always have the same facial features or whatever, right, in each past life. Yeah. So, I mean...
Not even being of same gender, always.
Yeah. Right. And yet, Lara and myself have been together before.
Yeah. And I had the deja vu that he rescued me before in a previous life.
Mm-hmm. So maybe not of being here, and maybe of great time, since all three being woven together. Many great time. Long great time.
So not necessarily here on this planet.
Being of correct assumption.
All right.
Possible correct assumption.
So what could be that I don't remember Laura.
Yeah.
As much as I remember Skip.
Or we did not supposed to remember.
Right, or we didn't interact as much.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Or there is nothing to be solved in this life between me and you.
Correct, I see. But you and Skip, on the other hand, do.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And me and Skip do.
Yeah.
So therefore, being of following through on assumptions, then there has been much to work out and for advancement.
Mm-hmm.
Because we're all here together. And we're all working together to learn at the same time, then we're all, you know, following through on a past fellowship in another time, perhaps.
Or something we didn't really do.
Yeah.
A fellowship of ring.
Ring. I didn't see that coming.
Manipulation through mind and thought processes.
Mm-hmm. Hmm. I'm back. I shouldn't.
How come you shouldn't be?
Are you being of sure that you shouldn't be?
Yeah.
Well, I still got to learn something, or I shouldn't be here.
So you should be here.
That is being correct, young lady. If you did not have lesson to learn, and you shouldn't be here, then that would be an improbability. But obviously something being necessary of learning brings you back to this point, so therefore you have to be here.
We have to remember also, our lifetime here isn't all that long on this planet, comparatively.
No.
So, what we're accomplishing here is only something that I guess we've agreed upon will only take us to the end of our lifetime. There's a long shot here, but
I feel like I've been here forever.
I'm grasping. But if it wasn't, we'd be on another place with a longer timeline span, right, Dr. Peter?
Being of possible outcome, yes.
Okay. Hmm. Yeah, because I mean, we could all be back on the planet where Skip has the big trees.
Yeah.
Mm. Trees of great girth and wisdom, being of warm, comfortable.
Right.
Hmm.
Each tree is a home.
It's mine.
Right.
And you are it.
True.
It is being of a symbiotic relationship, one being part of the other, but being separate but needed.
Okay. Your life with plants.
Mm-hmm.
Plants don't do the same thing humans do, do they? Where a plant will split off and have another aspect of itself somewhere else, unless the person who it is with breaks off, let's say. How does that work?
All things being of aspects, all being on different aspects. All being.
So we're all aspects.
Correct.
Where's the real one of us?
Real one?
Real one of us.
Define what is being of real.
Well, there's the question.
Yeah, that would be the challenge.
Right. So we're an aspect of an aspect of an aspect of an
which
aspect.
Which is the real one. And each is the real one.
All right. Good conscious. Now, would that be the super consciousness now?
Super consciousness being present in all, but for each aspect.
Right. Now, would that be the real one of us? We're aspects of the super consciousness.
You are being real. I am being real. You are being real. You are being real. The feline is being real. Super consciousness of all being real for it. That timeline. On each timeline, it is being real. And each being having of super conscious.
Okay, so each aspect is real.
Yes.
Yeah.
haste you work for something so more important?
Why?
Question.
Okay.
Why you have such important word but so small?
Yeah.
No. Yes.
I don't know where it's even what its root is.
Yes, being of great importance.
Yeah, very much so. Maybe that's why it's so short, because you want to keep it simple.
But it's being of great importance. I not understand of why.
Well, if it was a big long word, it would be a complicated, like reality is.
Comes from real.
Yes. Whereas if we just say it's real, therefore we're simplifying and the whole entire experience that we're discussing, and not taking into account the vast possible number of aspects and changes that surround us. We ignore that and just focus on what is simple and easily perceived.
So hasty. It has been hard of comprehension for myself.
By using a simple, short word, everybody understands.
Yeah.
Hmm. But it being of so great importance, for people of great importance, for example, being of His Holiness, I'm trying to pick on thoughts for the Pope. How would you describe his full title? He is His Holiness. The Vicar of Christ Church on Earth, Pope John Paul II. Mm-hmm. Someone of such great importance, having such great, grandiose name. I understand. But something even more of being important, yes. So small.
Okay. The only way that makes sense to me, and this is my personal concept of it, is by using the small word, even with the great importance of it, even uneducated people of our world understand the word real.
Hmm.
Okay? Whether they can read, write, or not, they understand that word.
It's not really the word that matters, it's the meaning of the word.
Hmm.
Yeah, but they understand when you say something is real, they understand.
Yeah, but Trevor saying such an important word so small,
yeah.
It's really not the word that matters or how many letters it has. What matters is the meaning it carries.
Well, what about truth?
Truth is a small word.
Yeah, it means vast amounts.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. See,
but it's not really what matters, how it's spelled or whatever, or how you say it. It's the meaning in the word.
Yeah, but what I was trying to get at is the meaning. Even for the uneducated,
yeah.
They understand this, okay? By it being such a small word. Even with the magnificent applications of it.
Yeah, if we were to call real the perception of the events that encompass our environment that we call our world is the word we use for real, you know, we'd be forever trying to discuss it.
I will have to be in your dwelling on this later, but after I have been finished on matter we've been of discussing last week. It is lesson for me being to understand. But understanding importance so much to being for understanding, but time being so little, it is hard and difficult for the growth necessary to learn what is necessary.
Mm-hmm.
It is like being of Mole saying that if you were to take timelines and combine them all being together. Analogy, you understand, is you are the center wire in a huge cable. That huge cable, so big it is unperceivable on size, it being of infinite size.
We can't grasp the immensity of our environment and the perception that we call reality because we're living.
Best way of saying is you cannot see the woods for the trees.
Yeah, that's exactly a good example.
Question. Being of stealth aircraft in crashing to forest, would anyone being of hearing it if no one there?
In other words, would it make a noise if nobody was there to hear it?
Correct.
It's the same.
That was very good. Very good.
Yes, it is. It's a very good example. It's the same with having a landslide.
Mm-hmm.
Would anybody hear it if nobody was there? Would it make a noise if nobody was there?
Yeah.
Not to our ears.
It still would make a noise. Just that
how do you know it would make a noise if you wasn't there to hear it?
Because it's logical.
No, it isn't logical.
For me, it is.
Okay. Right. I'll go along with that. But you're right, George. That has been an example for many, many years.
It is a perception on what reality is. If you being of perceiving what is, then it is so. But not being perceiving of what it is, then it isn't.
Now, Treebeard, here's a question for you I've always had trouble with.
Mm-hmm.
Our deja vu, or what we call deja vu, always occurs from a dream state that we then relive in a physical awareness or perception. Now, because of that, is the dream state that we are experiencing that we will live later on an actual traveling through some of the various timelines and visiting aspects of ourselves and various other environments that we relive at maybe perhaps some other time because all things are possible?
Being you of open and easy to being of probing, I would answer clearly what you are saying by not saying. Best way of saying is that mental waves from other aspects of yourself being close, even in same proximity but in parallel universes, being transmitting the information you are receiving.
Well, so we're not going there, they're merely thinking and we're picking up the thoughts.
Being of correct. Normally when feeling of same visit before happen, it is a place that is striking you as beautiful and strong emotional output is being exerted. You are being picking up of that event. So when you have feeling of strong emotional output, a reel of you in another parallel timeline is picking up feeling of deja vu later on.
Wait, I think I grasp that. But I'm not quite sure. I can't be right. Because I had a dream, let's say 5 years ago, and suddenly I come into a situation where that dream is relived in every exact same detail. Well, just a portion of the dream. Maybe all 30 seconds. How is the thoughts of someone on another aspect influence that dream state of 5 years ago?
because being of all possible outcomes having happened, those outcomes also, similar ones, occur in your present timeline. So actions in another timeline of being earlier, something happening or supposedly being happening earlier that did not happen in your timeline, that has to happen in another timeline, occurs, so therefore transmittal happens because of great emotional stress, and then is picked up in the dream state when it is meant to happen in your timeline. All timelines not happening in same sequence.
Yeah, but 5 years apart?
Time has no
that's
true.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Being of example, take Susie.
Yeah.
Okay, being of 8 years, 9 years now. Okay, being of moving. Okay, supposing you are being of Susie together, and Susie being supposedly in timeline that you two still together has a child 5 years ago.
Okay.
Then the great emotional joy would create a connection with a near timeline of you where it would be dreamt, and then another person replacing that in the future will take place.
And so we create the deja vu.
Correct, but in different timelines.
So we make it fit to our particular environment. And it's really just an emotional feeling that we paint and fill in the blanks.
Being not correct.
Being not weird.
Weird. Definition of weird.
Unusual.
Strange.
Hard to comprehend.
Many different definitions.
Yeah.
All inaccurate for word. Having been of discussion with Mark, and I ask what is weird, he give correct answer. Anyone being of knowing where word come from?
Weird. Is that from the Celtic ability of using
inaccurate information? It being of Saxon.
Saxon.
Weird meaning good. Positive.
Different.
I being of trying to recall what Mark give explanation for. I be of different thought processes when he mentioned that I be dwelling on question that I would have been answering tonight. However, too many arise, so I being therefore of brushing aside and not paying attention as it should. Wishing of I have.
No problem. But you've answered some very important questions.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. It's taking a while to grasp. I can't wait to get on the web page.
I have more light than one, that's for
sure. I've been of honored to be able to, in some small way, aid in learning.
Okay.
It is my honor.
No small way, though.
No,
that's a big
yeah.
I am being of greatly honored. It is small way that I may be able to shed light in the best way possible for all.
Well, I've asked this question to many people, including Omar, but nobody's given that answer in that way that maybe understand it that
way. Well, being of gift that I be of having, it is easier for me to pick what is being said when not being said.
Wow.
Okay, I be one more question of asking.
I'm good myself. I've got to dwell on this for a while. Thank you, Peter.
You are being of welcome. May your lives be filled with light. And it has been an honor and a pleasure. Lara.
Thank you.
That's why it's so perfect. Every detail. Dream.
Yeah, this dream thing. It really struck something.
Hi, sweetie.
Hey.
Hi.
Hi. Hi.
Hey, Kim.
Uh-huh. Tia Will's going to be present, but at the moment she is taking care of Leica.
No problem. Mm-hmm.
What?
She said, look, he doesn't care like it. He's wanting to the bamboo.
He's talking to the roses.
Mm-hmm.
Asking the grass how it's growing.
I talk to the trees. That they don't listen to you. I talk to the
You better lay off them flowers.
Hey, I'm seeing much in flowers, buddy. I'm just poking fun at her like her.
Okay.
All right.
Yes.
Are you the one that I ask about guides?
Well, you can try.
Thanks a lot.
Mm-hmm.
I just wondered if my guide has made it yet.
Yeah. He's landing at the moment.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Sorry that he had to check out.
I think he was glad, actually.
Mm-hmm.
I think he was glad.
Well, I could be, too, because that's kind of tough.
Mm-hmm. Having seen firsthand somebody pass away like that, it's very, very hard. Very, very hard. Very painful.
But he's learning at the moment, huh?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Reviewing and learning before he helps.
Sure, I understand.
Okay, it may take a while longer.
Okay.
My grandmother said that it would take a little bit of time.
Oh, question.
Uh-huh.
Since we're talking about guides, is it possible that some people go through an incarnation without having a guide to guide them? Or that there is just a guide for a specific time period that's there and then you lose contact or something?
Unfortunately, there are occasions where guides totally are devoid
mm-hmm.
because of poor timing or something happens that throws the timing all out.
Because what I thought is the reason for not having a guide present is that maybe we need to go through a certain experience all by ourselves, meaning
that
with
is
no
not,
assistance.
I apologize for interrupting. But yes, that does happen as well. But there are times where an individual for a whole entire lifetime won't have a guide.
Mm-hmm.
And unfortunately, that is, poor timing. It's one of those things that everybody will experience in one life.
Mm-hmm.
That life without a guide or any guide.
So there also is a guide that just guides you through a specific period of
mm-hmm.
your life?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, yeah.
Once its job is done, it moves on.
That's what it seems like for me.
I'm just poking fun. She's just wandered by and Tia's in hot pursuit.
Okay.
You should see it. It's funny. And our little Dorrington tiger cat is very agile, but she keeps on getting eluded. Anyway.
I have another question.
Uh-huh.
So which is the best way for us to get in contact with our guide?
Through meditation and relaxation.
I tried, but it wouldn't work. Like my guide told me this exercise to do in order to get in contact with her,
mm-hmm.
but somehow it just wouldn't work. And every time I tried to get in contact with her, she seemed to appear through other people.
Mm-hmm. Maybe the time's not ready yet for you to make that contact.
Okay.
Yeah, she's there.
Okay.
She is there. It's just a matter of being ready.
Mm-hmm.
If you remember, she said, when you are ready.
I think she's
ready. When you are ready.
Yeah.
Okay, I'm going to put on the last speaker. We may have one more speaker if we can capture and subdue the elusive, doped up Leica. Hopefully she'll find a corner and curl up. And then we'll have her. Hello.
Hi, Carl.
Hey.
Hi.
Hey.
How are you doing, Nicholas?
I'm doing good. Tired. But I'm doing good.
Excellent.
Okay. Learning patterns. Okay. This is something that you can all use. But we're going to start off with the obvious reason, with infants. Okay. Now, a learning pattern designed for an infant to stimulate maximum mental growth and spiritual growth. All the coochie-coochie cues are fine. Who's a good, strong baby is always fine. Who's a beautiful baby is always fine. But you must also talk to the child as an adult using words that are adult words. This has a twofold effect. One effect is the fact that you're treating a child like a child, but you're also giving the opportunity to learn and to advance the mind of the child at a much more rapid rate. So when you do the coochie coochie coo, who's a beautiful baby, you can always add it and you will grow up to be a smart and intelligent person.
Yes.
So in one sentence, you are talking to the child in a rather silly way. But in the next, you are giving it a compliment and using words that later on will increase its vocabulary. The stimulation of the mind is very, very important. Putting a child down in front of a entertainment device is not good. Sitting with the child in front of the communication device is also not good. If you sit the child in front of an educational entertainment, then it must be explained to the child afterwards and must be followed through on to increase the child's mental development. Parents that sit their child in front of the entertainment device and leave them to their own devices are very remiss in their duties as parents. It is better to sit down and read from a book to a child than it is to leave them unattended in front of the entertainment device. That causes problems later on and gives them difficulties in perceptions of what is fact and what is fantasy. Okay, now, when the child starts to talk, it is important to correct the child so that the child speaks crisply and clearly and eloquently. You give the child key words that are hard for the child's mouth to form, but by copying and practicing that key word or keywords, the child's mouth will be able to enunciate those words more correctly. For example, enunciate is one word that is very useful to help to explain or to manipulate the child's mouth and palate to be able to formulate higher words. But when you give the child these words that they learn and they repeat them until they have them down, the next thing is to get them to use it in a sentence where it is understood. The earlier that you start, the more advancement will happen with the child. Now, as you stimulate the child's mind, you must stimulate it in all capacities. Now, with the mental development, there also comes an enlightened consciousness, which will lead to the spiritual development. Now, let us address the spiritual development, which my sister, myself, and a few others have been aiding in. At an early age, the child should have a quiet time where the child sits still
and thinks and dwells within itself. To start off with, 5 minutes is more than adequate. But as a child gets older and the development continues, then the child's spiritual growth needs to be addressed with longer increments of time, where that is able and capable to facilitate that spiritual growth. Now, if you're working with key skills, for example, let us say your child is a healer, then there is a time where you start to teach the child the capability of the hands, and that by touching somebody in an appropriate way and generating appropriate feeling can create a euphoric and their healing process. But you must explain continuously with all the subjects that we've covered, the mental, the spiritual, and the gift departments, what is happening, so that you have to explain and be prepared to repeat it many, many times until the child understands. Now, as a child learns, you revisit earlier levels to see if the child has learned it properly and correctly. Now, if there are difficulties with members of the parental group that are causing problems in these, then they must be dealt with, unfortunately, very harshly. Because what they are doing is they are stopping the mental, physical, and spiritual growth of the child, which is important to be able to facilitate the maximum potential that that child has. If, for example, one person of the parental unit or parental group thinks that it's appropriate for the child to sit down in front of an entertainment device, then that must be addressed. If necessary, the entertainment device must be withdrawn, even if it causes friction for the development of the child's mind. A child would advance much more rapidly if it has more stimulation than something coming from a tube placed in front of it. That is very important and very necessary for the child's growth, that it has as much stimulation as possible from a source that is controlled and is designed to facilitate the mental growth. Any questions?
Now, what about stuff, for example, educational TV at a later age?
I said that when we covered that briefly, that it is necessary to explain what is going on and to learn or to test a child so that to see what the child has learned.
Yeah. I grew up in an age TV where TV was like my babysitter. And I got a lot of TV.
See, I grew up without TV. My entertainment was radio.
But you did other things whilst you were listening to the radio. But with the picture entertainment, you sit there and look at it and everything else around becomes irrelevant. Is that correct?
Yeah, that's right.
So therefore, it is a negative for the advancement of the mind. It's great to be able to sit down and watch it for entertainment purposes and know that it's entertainment. But to take it as gospel is wrong. Just as my point of view is my point of view, the television projects somebody else's point of view, which may not be right.
Yeah, true. Howard Stern. Oh. I understand.
Mm-hmm. So you see what I'm saying?
Right.
It is important that the entertainment device, if necessary, is withdrawn if the child spends too much time being placed in front of it.
So a child's room should definitely have zero TVs.
Correct.
That's easy to arrange.
Mm-hmm. And if one member of the parental group countermands that or places the child where there is an entertainment device, then the entertainment device must be removed. There is certainly Yes, a time where you can put the child down to watch entertainment and explain that it is entertainment and it's not real.
Yeah.
And that it is entertainment only. But if it becomes a babysitter, then it must be removed. And the job of both parents is to parent the child. To be there for the child, to read to the child, to do whatever is necessary. Now, later on, we will come up with a very strict learning structure, which is very Syrian, but has been heavily modified. The basic parameters are very Syrian. Some of them are quite austere, but they're all designed for the advancement of the mind, the body, and the spirit.
Now, do these things need to be taken at an infant level?
Yes. They start at an infant level, but some people with infantile minds may benefit. I know. I'm just in that mode tonight, Russ.
Okay. Thank you.
No problem. Hey, ask away. Ask questions.
How's the ambassadorial duties doing right now? Anybody in town?
Yes, I've got a few in town. I've got a couple of dignitaries from the ski council that are present.
How did that idea work about awarding people with getting to stay in the ambassadorial quarters? Took a dive, huh?
Took a dive. First of all, they took advantage of it, and then...
What, they had a big party?
Mm-hmm.
Party at the ambassadorial place, man.
Yeah. It was kind of like that. It wasn't as wild, but certainly some furniture was broken in over exuberance.
Ah, well, it was an excellent idea back then.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. It worked briefly. Next time I decide to do something like that, what I would do is I will have a platoon of oath keepers.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay, let's get relaxed and lively.
Okay.
Okay, let's talk about whatever. Healing.
Yeah.
Okay.
How do you heal yourself?
Supposedly, and I'm not very good at it at the moment, stress is a problem that causes difficulty with healing. If you have too much stress in your life, your body, healing capacity becomes suppressed. I know, firsthand. First of all, it depends on what needs heal. Let us say a twisted ankle. There are standard things that you can do, such as ice, elevating it, taking weight off of it, and not letting the stress of walking on it be so. So in other words, minimum walking. And you can put ice on it to bring down the swelling. Elevating it will also help. But to speed up the process, you have to have the belief that you can heal it by it will get better. It will be stronger. Repeating positive thoughts that it will heal. It will be better. And treating it as if it was an appendage belonging to somebody else that you're healing. For example, Skip, how would you heal, let's say, Lara's ankle?
Was lay hands on it and send the energy, my healing energy, into it.
Mm-hmm. What's to stop you from doing that yourself?
Mm-hmm.
Healer, heal thyself. The bane of my life. But, all jokes aside, yes, it can be done.
Okay.
If you treat it as an appendage belonging to somebody else.
So why does it seem easier for us to help others than to help ourselves?
Because you are expecting yourself to heal yourself faster and quicker, and it doesn't, so therefore it seems longer. I see I didn't answer the question properly. Because you are healing yourself and using your energies, you expect a faster healing process. But it's the same healing time as if you're healing somebody else. But because you're healing yourself and you perceive that it doesn't have so far to go, so therefore